Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wednesday, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. At 10:30, we're going to analyze some of the young Redskins who are playing much better through two games than they did last season. Who are you most impressed by? Craig Hoffman's our Redskins beat reporter, joins us at 11. Will Brinson spins us around the NFL, gives us the latest on the NFC East. Cowboys and Giants coming off duds at 1 o'clock. Top of the morning, Danny.
Hey, Friendo. I was remiss yesterday because it took a while for this to happen. But we had the very rare thing that Redskins fans know. For me, that thing I call it is the symphony. It's where beautiful music is made. The Redskins win and all the other evil, foul, disgusting, villainous, slimy, horrendous jackasses from the three other cities that I hate so much, they all lose. That's really the perfect thing that can happen on a Sunday, but this took into a Monday. It took Detroit doing it, so I kind of forgot to bring it up Tuesday morning. I hear beautiful music when that happens. I imagine that these people that are fans of teams that I hate so much experience a fraction of the pain that I've experienced for 26 years, and it makes me smile so hard. My lips, you would say, are filled with smile.
Well, they should be filled with smile. More on the Skins, more on the NFL coming up in about 27 minutes at 10:30. The Nats last night had a impressive win, and not only a big win, 4-2 in Atlanta, out-hit the Braves 11-5, a night of milestones. So a couple of things to note. Ryan Zimmerman cracked the 100 RBI club in Major League Baseball. First time he's driven in a hundo since 2009. He did it in a game where he knocked in a pair. Trey Turner set the all-time Nats single-season stolen base record last night. Trey Turner needed all of 88 games to steal a team record 42 bases.
Pretty damn incredible.
Two of them last night. So he basically has stolen a base every other game that he's played in this season. What would this guy do in 162 games? And I don't know that he'll ever play .162 with Dusty as his manager because you get a lot of days off. But let's say he plays in 155 or something like that. Could he steal 85 bases? I think he probably could.
If it was a bound and determined to do it, I think he could. I think he could steal 100 bases in a season. But that would mean that guys behind you aren't hit threats to Homer and you're just going and you don't care every time you get on, you go.
Ricky Henderson-esque, unapproachable total. It's just crazy.
Yeah, so I don't think it would be feasible to happen. The game has changed so much. The guys behind them in this order are so good at swinging the bat that you're in scoring position when you're on first base. That said, it's remarkable that he's done it in that few games.
Friend of the program, Max Scherzer, who you hear on Grant and Danny, routinely in every single homestand here on 106.7 The Fan, went 7 innings, struck out 7, pitched 2-run ball. When Max Scherzer pitches, the Nationals generally win. He dominates, and he did last night. But on nights where he goes 7, and then you go to Madsen and Doolittle, everything just seems easy for this team. Everything just feels right. Scherzer 7, Madsen pitches the 8th, blows away Freddie Freeman, who hits every Nationals pitcher like they're little leaguers. And then Sean Doolittle came on, pitched a perfect 9th, 22nd save, perfect in his save ops with the Nationals, got a strikeout in a 3-up, 3-down inning. So it was a clean, prolific performance on the pitching front. But here is your notable item for Max Scherzer yesterday. His strikeout total for the season is now up to 253. He is the 4th player in Major League Baseball history to reach 250 strikeouts 4 consecutive years. The other 3 pitchers who have ever done this in the history of the game, Ferguson Jenkins, Pedro Martinez, Randy Johnson, all 3 of them are Hall of Famers. Only 1 pitcher in the history of baseball has gone more than 4 straight seasons, which sans injury next year, Max Scherzer very likely will in the prime of his career. The only guy who's ever done that is Randy Johnson, one of the great left-handed pitchers ever, who in 6 straight years in the prime of his career struck out 250.
Amazing.
Danny, we take Max Scherzer for granted. I believe he is the best in DC at what he does of any of the athletes at any position. He is probably going to win a second straight Cy Young Award. And last night he was out there gutting through it, 7 innings, 5 hits. A start after throwing 116 pitches through a 112. This guy is worth every penny of the $214 million he was signed for.
The layer that the way I think of it is this. It's shocking when he gives up hard hit balls. That's the level that we're at when you watch a Max Scherzer start, where somebody that, you know, guesses right, catches a fastball, and lines a double to left. Your instant reaction is Max okay? That's the level that he's gotten to. He's so good and so consistent and so excellent that, like, sharp base hits are cause for concern. You, like, your first question isn't like, oh, well, you know, he doesn't have his stuff. It's like, is he hurt? I mean, that's the level that he's gotten to of how special he is and how routine it is now for excellence. Our eye line is just so high. More than 25 strikeouts over the next bit of competition, and he's also missed a couple of starts. Remember, he had the one-inning start with the neck and has been skipped a couple times, et cetera. So he's 25 more, which is 3 starts worth more than Jacob deGrom, Zach Greinke, and company.
And to do the math on your point, he's probably been shortchanged, let's say conservatively, about 20 innings this year. So that's 20 innings, and at his rate, probably 22 or 23 more strikeouts. He could be almost 50 Ks in the clear of everybody else if not for the neck problem.
He's 10th in walks per nine in terms of pitchers in the National League. And that's good. Obviously, like Steven Strasburg, his teammate, is 7th. But when you combine it with, you don't get hits off him, he's number one in the National League in walks and hits per innings pitch. Meaning, what is your job as a pitcher? Not a lot of base runners. Max Scherzer does that better than anybody. When you start adding up what you can control as a pitcher, Max Scherzer, number one in WAR, number one in strikeouts, number one in walks and hits per innings pitched. He is the best. Clayton Kershaw is going to have something to say about the Cy Young Award. People are going to rush to give the Dodgers an awful lot. Maybe with this late season swoon, they won't get as much. But Kershaw's got 17 wins because he plays for the Dodgers. And still, there's enough boobery in terms of this voting where people will be most impressed by that because they'll probably end with 18 wins or maybe even 19. And he'll lead the league in ERA. Kershaw will in all likelihood. But to me, for my money, when you start looking at all these different metrics, effectiveness, regularity of how dominant starts are, Max Scherzer is my Cy Young winner. So I'm hoping that the voters do the right thing here.
Yeah, I do too, and I think that they will. He will not, as you said, win more games than anyone else in the league, something he's done 3 of the last 4 years. But his 2.59 ERA, in a career in which twice he has won Cy Young awards in different leagues, is the best that he has ever posted. Last year, he had a 2.9. The year before that in Washington, he had a 2.7. This year, he's got a 2.5. He has gotten not only better statistically in the NL, that was going to happen coming over from the American League, he's gotten better as a pitcher. How many guys, think DC Sports, get the massive contract, you've arrived, you've now made the money to set you up and your wife up and your kids up and their kids up, and it's guaranteed money in baseball.
Yeah.
And you go out and you get better? When you pay the right person, that's a possibility. But you're right, leading the league in strikeouts, in whip, hits per nine. No one gets hit at a better, more effective rate than Max Scherzer. Every 9 innings he throws, he gives up less than 6 hits. Just staggering numbers. Strikes out about 5 batters for every one that he walks. An all-star each of the last 5 years. And very likely a 3-time Cy Young Award winner. What I want to pose to people on the phones, if we can, to start the show today, and we'll get back into football and the Redskins, which is in the fall, obviously, fairly dominant on most talk radio in D.C., as you guys know. But hopefully, Nats fans, you'll take advantage of this opportunity to give us a call on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Scherzer is wildly popular at Nats Park.
And he should be, yeah.
You see a lot of jerseys and T-shirts. We have an agreement with him to come on the radio once a week. It's the only Washington National that we have an agreement with to come on the show once a week. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like he doesn't get credit for being good. He clearly does. But I do think we take him for granted. I do think we don't talk enough about how splendid he is. Because I genuinely believe, and this is something I challenge people to answer me on the phones for, and I want to get your thoughts on this as well, Danny, 800-636-1067. This moment right now, I think he is better at his job pitching than any DC star is at theirs. Bryce is hurt, but even if Bryce was on the field right now, Harper's won an MVP award.
Mm-hmm.
Scherzer's about to be named the best pitcher in his league for the 3rd time in 4 seasons. Ovi greatest athlete in DC sports history, probably.
Yes, for me.
At this moment, right now, I don't think he's as good at being a wing and a goal scorer and assassin offensively as Scherzer is at pitching. Strasburg is having the best year of his career, still has a higher ERA this moment than Max Scherzer does. Who's better at what they do? John Wall is a point guard? I don't think he's better than Scherzer at pitching.
Wall's great, and I love him so much, and thank God John Wall's here. And you're not getting me to say anything bad about John Wall. But that's a third-team All-NBA player, probably right around where he belongs in terms of the hierarchy. Greatest, if he had his career year next year, he could be a second-team All-NBA guy. That's not MVP level. That's not the best at what you do. There are always going to be a couple guys maybe listed in front. The only other nominees, that, and you mentioned one of them, Bryce, I could say, if he's at maximum, fully healthy, but again, he hasn't been, and Max deserves credit here. If Bryce is fully healthy, there maybe is your best player in the National League, MVP-type stuff for position players. He could be in the conversation. The only other guy that I would throw into the mix here is Trent Williams. Trent Williams is the only other person I could say it's impossible to quantify because the metrics don't really bear out. How do you measure Trent Williams' effectiveness on a down-in, down-out basis versus Max Scherzer? Just kind of going eye test here. Trent's pretty much revered as, if not the best left tackle in the sport, always in the conversation.
Yeah.
The adjectives you would use for him are very similar to what you'd use for Max Scherzer.
I'd agree. I mean, I would say that Tyron Smith is number one, just like Kershaw's number one, and then it's Trent Scherzer, mm-hmm. So I guess it is potentially comparable. But I have a hard time putting Williams in the same category because he doesn't have the ball in his hand every single pitch, and he's not taking over the game in the
Understood.
Same way Max is.
It's hard to quantify that.
800-636-1067 is the number on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines. We'll get to your calls. You can hear the reaction of our listeners by downloading the all-new radio.com app and listening to 106.7 The Fan next or anytime, anywhere you are listening to Grant and Danny.
Grant, in 1998, as a physical right before my college baseball season started my freshman year, I stepped on the scale and they wrote down that weight number. I haven't weighed that until 3 weeks ago. Think about that. I haven't been that weight until 3 weeks ago. That's almost, what is that, 18, 19 years, whatever it was since 1998? Thank you to EMP 180 Weight Loss. They got me back to my freshman year college weight. Kind of amazing, man.
I hung out with a couple of the girls from EMP 180 Weight Loss last night as I took them out for a meal. As
lava
I got
cake
under,
explosion.
That's right. I got some chocolate lava cake, and they watched me eat it, and they even enjoyed a piece of chocolate lava cake with me. We were able to do that because I'm down almost 70 pounds.
Awesome.
Also, though, worth noting, they told me that one of our buddies at EMP 180 Weight Loss, who's a listener, joined the program after we did, has now lost about 160 pounds. 160
You believe it?
Pounds. People's lives are changing. Yours can as well.
These guys are great. They will help you do it. It's not easy. They know that. They will be supportive, and they will find the path that works for you. Don't just take our word for it. You'll meet a listener. You'll meet a Grant and Danny fellow listener every time you walk into their location in Tyson's and their new one in Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180 to schedule your consultation today.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.